Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Who said that? Nobody here remembers.
I said something else.
I know that. We'll stick to cows and what we call them, not what comes out of the back end of them, Victoria. Okay? Can we have that agreement?
Sounds good.
Yeah, there it is. What's in it for you, the listener? Pictures of things going on in your head, which is what we specialize in here on the DJV program. Jennifer is off today, but we do have a Jay in the form of Jay Kirshner. Hooray. And Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen, thinking about the life of our dreams, your dream, my dreams. And perhaps we were just talking on the, or off the air, about how people work through the weekend and how do you feel on Monday morning, the 11th of April, and oh, I got this ache and that ache. And you know what? Think about knowing that you have achieved, you've arrived at your dream life. This is it. Think about what you can make of the day today, and then, you know, kind of put your head in the right position. All right, can we do that? That'd be my wish for you today as we get into the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that folks are talking about. Here's a person that we haven't heard from for a while. Good old Boris Johnson, who apparently hopped on a plane and decided he would fly to Kiev, however, the capital of Ukraine. So he's the Prime Minister of Britain, you know that. This was a surprise. He met with Mr. Zelensky in a show of solidarity. So did anybody think the Brits weren't behind the Ukrainians? I don't think anybody thought that. But
I don't know about the Brits. I mean, I know a lot of people are still talking about Germany and and NATO and things like that. But I don't think, and that's mostly just with regard to Russian energy, which Zelensky has been pleading with, the EU and NATO to say, you know, please just stop with, you know, with relying on Russia for energy. It's not that easy. You know, when Germany gets 40% of their, natural gas and oil from Russia, that's not something that can be changed overnight. It's like our intertwinement with, you know, with China. With our supply chain, it just can't be changed overnight. So I think that I think that the UK has been seen favorably, right? And throughout this, they've given weapons and I don't. But the surprise, obviously, it wasn't a surprise to President Zelensky. They had a lot of logistics to work out to get Boris Johnson into Kyiv, but it was certainly a surprise to the rest of the world. And they walked around Kyiv, and he gave him a tour. And, you know, President Zelensky is really good with social media and keeping the rest of the world tuned in to what's going on. And so,
yes,
of course, it was
good.
It was a good look for Boris Johnson, too, for sure.
And here's something to think about with regard to what appears to be entertainment, but maybe a statement on what the reality is of a certain situation. I want to get away from Russia for a minute, get away from Ukraine, and go to our other favorite nemesis, the Chinese. So last night, if any of you saw The Equalizer, this is the most popular show on TV on Sunday night. It features Queen Latifah as the heroine. She's the equalizer. And the stories are okay, the typical action fare, except last night there were two messages that were so direct. It was not subtle at all. In terms of, and this isn't even a Dick Wolf production, and yet a rip from the headlines. So we all know that Chris Noth, who was the co-star of The Equalizer, and actually quite close friends with Queen Latifah, was dishonorably discharged from the program and most everything else because of rumors that have yet to be proven, too, by the way. Thinking about it, nobody's done anything except accuse him, and it's been almost a year, hasn't it, since all that started? Certainly been...
Last fall.
Many months.
Right? Last summer?
Yeah.
This past summer? Yeah, this past summer.
Right.
I don't know what month it is.
So, in order to get rid of his character, his plane is shot down by a new device, an instrument, that interferes with the navigation of a plane as it comes into land. So the bad guy was trying to steal this instrument to sell it to other bad guys, and they used as an example of how it works, shooting down Noth's plane that was coming in because he'd found dirt on the bad guy, and he was going to share it, and they were going to get the bad guy, but they didn't get the bad guy. Anyway, so as I'm thinking, okay, this is the way they get rid of Chris Noth. He's never coming back no matter what happens.
Well, you can't come back from a plane crash. I mean, they do it every week on soap operas. So that's okay. Not...
Good to
yeah,
know.
That's, yeah, you never know.
That's a Patrick Ewing came back in on Dallas. That's true. Yeah,
yeah, he
all
just
right.
had a dream.
Wasn't that one like it was all just a dream?
Yeah, right. All right, so let me go to the perhaps as equally important, if not more important, the instrument that they... I've heard that this thing does exist, sort of, and it's on, whether it's on the black market or not, but it may have been developed by the Chinese or the Chinese have one. So I'm thinking to myself, who was on that passenger list, that Chinese plane that went down like a rock? I'm thinking this kind of instrument was used to take that plane down. Has anybody looked at the passenger manifest of that plane?
Has it been made public? I don't
know.
Whether
anybody would make it public or not, or even, no, somehow or other, this has gotten into my noggin, that there was somebody on that plane that had some secret, that had something that the Chinese didn't want to be made public, so they took the plane down with a device similar to the one that was on the TV show last night. All right? So you can say, oh, he's crazy. Don't be so sure that I'm crazy.
Stranger things have happened.
Yeah, exactly.
And the way and we've all said this. I mean, the way when we watch the video, the only thing that makes me think that that you might be, you know, have your tinfoil hat might be on, is that I don't know that the Chinese, if that was true, I think they would have scrubbed all video of it because there's video that went global to where you just watch the plane just nosedive right out of the sky. The Chinese could have scrubbed that video.
How
so
could
that's
they have
the
scrubbed
only...
it that fast? They could have made it as people were watching
in China, right? But someone in China made the video, right, and put it up on the internet. That's something that the Chinese are awesome at, taking stuff down from the internet before it ever even leaves China. So that's the only thing that makes me a little suspicious that there was something else going on. But it was a very weird plane crash, for sure.
Well, I wanted you to know that your leader, Mr. Stefan, was thinking as I watched all that stuff. Yes, here we are.
That's like when my mom used to go to Weight Watchers, and she would always say, my leader says this, and I'm like, Mom, you sound like you're in a cult. You've got to start, pick a different name.
All right, Mom. So the Russians have sent a new general in to lead operations in Ukraine. The general has a usual Russian name you can't pronounce. Let me try it, right? You want me to try?
Sure,
go ahead. Dvornikov? How's that? Pretty close, maybe.
Okay.
Dvornikov. He's supposed to... General Alexander V... I always love the Russians. They always put the middle initial in. V for what? Victory? Dvornikov leads the Russian forces now, and he says he's going to increase coordination between the various units. Meanwhile, lots of the Russian forces have joined the Ukrainians. Have you heard that? Have you seen that report? I saw that report. How many Russians have defected?
I don't know how many. Yeah, that's the thing, because Ukraine wants to make that number as big as they can, right?
Yeah.
Because it looks better for them.
Yeah.
Russia wants to make that number as small as possible. So somewhere in the middle is the truth.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, it's pretty significant anyway.
Although this general, this guy led all the combat through Syria. The U.S., the Pentagon, they basically said over the weekend that they don't really think that this guy is going to make much of an impact. They feel that it's, you know, he may come in and it might look good that, you know, they're bringing in this, you know, the big guns, but, I don't know. For whatever reason, Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, said no appointment of any general can erase the fact that, you know, Russia has already faced a massive strategic failure in Ukraine, which I think is pretty true. So
sure have.
Let's hope that that's right.
Okay, so SpaceX has been visited by some paying customers. This is, I was interested to see this because for some reason or other, I thought that the International Space Station had been relieved of all of its Russians. But apparently that's not the case, because when these three people get up to the International Space Station aboard SpaceX, they were met by the German astronaut who's up there, and three cosmonauts and three astronauts. That is, the three Americans, the three Russians, and the German. Didn't you think that the Russians were out of there?
I knew there was one. Well, there was, the controversy was there was a, they were threatening to leave an American, right, stranded somewhere, and I don't know if it was at the International Space Station. But, yeah, I there has been a lot of back and forth with, are they going to stay in the program, are they not? Apparently, this just happened this weekend, so they're still there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, maybe they're waiting for their ride home, or they are actually... NASA has kept saying that no matter what anyone's tweeting about, that Russia's still committed to the program, so I don't know.
Well, one of the things I find interesting about this, as you look between the lines in a manner of speaking, is the fact that we've been worried about what happens when the Russians stop sending our astronauts up there. We obviously, SpaceX has had this capsule bring supplies, but nobody's been in the capsule. Now the capsule obviously is capable of carrying people up there and bringing people back. So who needs the Russians anymore?
Yeah, hopefully, right? I mean, it's...
Yeah.
I think Russia puts a lot of money into their program, into the joint program.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because this is the first time in American history that we've had civilian tourists go up to the space station.
Yes, it is.
Russia's been doing it for a while because any you know, oligarch...
So
with
who
enough
gets
money
the money
to go.
From this? We're paying for the space station. SpaceX pays...
Yeah, I don't know how much it costs. I don't know that they've disclosed that. But it's more than the $250,000 to just do the, you know, the penis rocket or the Virgin plane thing that lasts all of 4 minutes.
Yeah, no, that's no big. This is
this
a big
is 10
deal.
10 days.
It takes you to the edge. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. This is a big deal. All right. Well, congratulations to all of the astronauts who get up there safely. Now, have a nice time playing chess with the Russians. It's 18 after the hour.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than...
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now on the one day DJB program. I say that with emphasis. I'm Doug Steffen along with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner, who's about to, Jay is about to bring us into the land of Will Smith. Will he or won't he? Should he or shouldn't he? Can he or can't he? We'll find out in a moment.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Stranger things have happened. Will Smith has been banned from the Oscars, from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. And so here we go. What happens when something like this, I'm talking about culturally, Jay, there's always, okay, this is a black issue. I saw more things over the weekend. This is racist. Really? Who in their right mind comes to that conclusion? I don't know who, but I've seen a lot of it. It's racist. Okay, so what's...
What part's racist? What happened or the repercussions from what happened?
Repercussions. It wouldn't have happened if... He wouldn't have been banned if he was white.
When you look at the reason that that's been circulating is the reason for that is because when you look at who has not been banned, Kevin Spacey, Harvey Weinstein, Casey Affleck, Woody Allen, Mel Gibson, Roman Polanski, hello, James Franco, and Dustin Hoffman.
Okay, make a good point.
And Richard Dreyfuss and James Woods and Ansel Elgort have all had, you know, lots of accusations against them. Kevin Spacey, we know, had his troubles. Harvey Weinstein has yet to be banned from the Academy. So I understand.
Which is shocking and appalling.
It is. Well, I mean, Roman Polanski, the rapist? Roman Polanski can't even accept his Oscar.
So is it less about race and more about who a crime was against? Will Smith slapped another man, but females who are assaulted don't matter?
Oh, sexist. Is that
what's happening?
Well, clearly something's happening. Something awful.
That's interesting. See, now you two have done a good job of analyzing this, and there's merit to both. Sexism and racism. So who's the back? I go back to the question, who's on the board of the Academy?
Good question.
All white members? Who's on the board? There's got to be a list of them someplace. And who made the decision? Was it unanimous among the board of the Academy to strip him of his membership for 10 years? He could just say, hey, who needs you? I get plenty of money. I can still act. I don't need
I mean, if he does another movie where he gets nominated, I believe he's allowed to still win an Oscar. He just can't attend. So someone else will have to pick up the award for him.
But who's going to vote for him after all of that? What do you think? Unless it becomes racist and all the blacks vote for him because he's black. And are there enough members in there?
I think that's... I don't want to go down that road. That's... I don't know. But a 10-year ban when Harvey Weinstein's still there makes no sense.
Yeah, okay. There's something that Harvey Weinstein should be banned for life, should be in jail for the rest of his life, as far as that's concerned. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Mercedes AMG EQS is the first battery electric AMG production model based on the Mercedes EQ architecture. The performance sedan has an output of 649 horsepower and a boost function that provides up to 751 horsepower. Starting from $147,500, the Mercedes AMG EQS arrives this spring. For more automotive tech stories, just go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy! No. You know, we really lost our stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week? No thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the world waits for Title 42 to expire, allowing more illegal immigrants into the country, a bipartisan group of lawmakers are trying to prevent that from happening. Texas Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on Fox News has a stern warning if Title 42 falls by the wayside.
Here's a number I can give all of you that will be repeated over and over and over again as a headline. By the end of the first term of Joe Biden, nearly 20% of all Americans will be here illegally.
Western leaders are struggling with how far to escalate their military aid to Ukraine as the Russian invasion seems to be headed to a brutal new turn. Is the West's goal to push for a total defeat of President Vladimir Putin or just force him to the negotiating table? United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson made a surprise visit to Ukraine over the weekend to offer more aid, including missiles, to take out ships in the water. USA Radio News.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Jack Maxey, the whistleblower who turned over the Hunter Biden laptop, says he fears for his life and has fled to Switzerland to continue deciphering the hard drive. Mr. Maxey has now revealed more data exposing the Biden family secrets. He told Newsmax he believes U.S. intelligence agencies took down files he put online, and that's why he fled to Switzerland to expose the truth.
So with assistance, we chose five different drop boxes around the world, one in New Zealand, two in the United States, two in the United Kingdom. In each case, the material that we put on there, and it was a relatively small amount, 8,000 emails, they were taken down in under 70 minutes. So I would say that the vast majority of them were taken down in under 15 minutes. So when I decided I was going to try and do a forensic search of this, I decided Switzerland would be a safe place, neutral country. I'd been here before as a young leader several years back.
Emmanuel Macron won the first round of the French election, and far-right rival Marine Le Pen will campaign against him for the presidency for a second time. Ms. Le Pen called on every non-Macron voter to join her and put France back in order. Mr. Macron's strategy seems to target Ms. Le Pen's close ties with Russia's Kremlin. More on France's leadership will be known on April 24th's runoffs. Elon Musk, Twitter's majority stockholder, has decided not to join Twitter's board of directors. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
How do you do? Hello. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV program. Good day to you. Victoria Keelan is here. And Jay Kirshner, Jen Jen is off today. The cost of buying gasoline. I was noticing a free webinar. How to save money driving your car at today's gas prices. I noticed they've been down, actually, some of the 22 cents a gallon.
It dropped in New Jersey, too.
3 or 4 days. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know about California. We always have to think of Jen filling
exactly.
up.
Yeah. So the poll over the weekend is basically a reflection, and basically the results are about what you'd expect. Who is to blame for increases in gas prices? So most Americans say there are two culprits here, Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, and the oil companies. What a surprise. This is an ABC News poll, by the way. Pretty much along party lines, two Americans are blaming Democrats for the increase in gas prices. if you're a Republican. That's what you do. Is that moronic? It does seem pretty moronic in a manner of speaking.
Well, because
unless you look at the
don't...
tax issue, with the you know, getting taxes off of the of
yeah.
Off here
the
in
gas.
Massachusetts, the Democrats wouldn't pass it through the Senate. So a lot of people were pretty angry here because, I think it's only 35 cents, though, 34, 35, 36 cents here. But in California, it's a buck more than that.
It's only 18 cents here in Jersey.
Really?
But they are, they are definitely talking about, and we're technically a blue state, but we've got a lot of red pockets, and so...
Yeah.
Apparently, everyone can kind of agree from what I've been reading, that we can maybe lower that gas tax, which would be good. Or
71% blame Putin.
Misguided. Yeah. I mean, yes, some of that is certainly to blame, but really, when we have a war. Right, but when you have oil company CEOs admitting that they're not going to produce more because the shareholders don't want them to, they're making record profits right now. I just don't know how you
can't blame
them.
That's what they're supposed to do. That's their job. That's unless they change the look at this. It's not the people running the oil companies. It's the people who direct them, the board of directors, the big corporations. Like
the CEOs, they cave into whatever the shareholders
they do.
Want.
That's what they get paid to do. You want a job, do what you can to get what you can for the price. That's just the way it is, no matter what the business is. At any rate, now there seems to be some cracks in the armor, if you will, in Russia. I was reading a post that was put up by someone who's a writer for the New York Times who said, the last time, quote, I was in Russia in 2015, I came face to face with contradiction. The place wasn't free, it wasn't happy, and how long could it stay that way? And you fast forward to today, and there are a lot of people who are not happy, even though we seem to be getting a lot of info from people who are supporting Boris Yeltsin. It may not be. That the support was or is as great as some are thinking. Who thinks of Russians in terms of politics? Conservative Russians, liberal Russians. But the liberal Russians don't like them, and the conservative Russians like them.
It's bizarre, right?
It is bizarre.
Yeah.
The information is there, but there's more and more information, according to many things that I've seen. The calculations are wrong that he made and the generals made. And so for people who have lived in Russia for a long time, it just seems that the onus here is all on Putin. The younger people they're clueless like a lot of younger people are. In this country, I don't mean that to sound like an age.
Well, it's true. And a lot of younger people here were the ones who embraced, like, the QAnon stuff. All that, like, crazy conspiracy theory nonsense. And the reason that so many young people fall victim to that stuff is they're the ones who are on YouTube. I have been on YouTube so many times where I have watched a video about, like, a tutorial on something, right? Like, how to, like, I did something very... innocuous, like how to properly measure curtains. Well, once that video ended, it's on autoplay, right? So the next videos just keep coming in. The first few are, home decor, DIY stuff that's appropriate. And you don't have to sit for very long before you start getting, like, conspiracy theory videos about aliens, then, like, some Scientology stuff comes up. You don't have to sit there long. And if you focus on it, you could easily fall victim to these incredibly well-produced videos that get you down a rabbit hole, and all of a sudden you're questioning your entire existence. And young kids, especially young boys, spend hours on YouTube and hours just sitting there watching these videos, and it's indoctrination. I mean, that's what it is. It's crazy.
Well, there's also the added part of people want to be part of a group. They want to feel like they're part of something.
And a lot of these
there is a group
loners.
Mentality in this where it's like, no, we'll welcome you in with us. It's almost cult-like online.
It is. Yep, exactly.
The Ukrainians have dug in, really dug in. The Russians have sent in more firepower, but they haven't really, they're not making any strides. So you got to wonder If the Ukrainians have taught us a lot here. I think they have. Anyway, about how...
I think that's true. I think that's really true. Yeah, I think the whole world has kind of learned, right? Like, wow, this is a really stellar example of leadership, of not abandoning. I mean, how fast could Zelensky have been on the first plane out of there when this began? Mm-hmm. And he could have easily said, this is for the good of the country, they have to keep me safe, whatever. But no, I mean, he has shown incredible tenacity. And the resilience of the Ukrainian people, I think, is just... the whole country should win the Nobel Peace Prize when this is over.
Yeah, something to be said for that. Now, moving around NATO, Finland and their application apparently has been approved. They'll be joining NATO, public support. Finland, like the other Scandinavian countries, has really adopted a position of, like Switzerland, let's not get involved. But I remember driving in Finland and crossing over the border into Russia down a little dirt road. I've told you this story before. When I was we had a trip into the USSR, but this was a State Department sponsored. I was lucky to go in a lot of State Department stuff in the 90s, and we went.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was. So
can you look this up now? Although I don't really, maybe there aren't too many places I'd like to go now.
No, I don't have the same connection.
Maybe back then it was better.
Now that I did then. Anyway, so there are 830 miles of border with Russia, and they are very porous. Again, we were in the northern, probably the farthest north we could be in Finland and get into Russia, and we went down this little dirt road. It was about 4 miles long from Finland into Russia. Nobody there. We went, and the guy, the driver, said, here, I want to... I was with the Assistant Secretary of State for Foreign Aid. His name... that's not important, his name is. Anyway, the point is that this border was very porous, and it could, you know, it could work both ways. The Russians could come into Finland, and so anyway, the point is that there's a survey that was conducted among the Finns. At that time, the driver was finished, by the way, between... So they didn't need to be a part of NATO because, look, the Russians aren't bothering us, and that's why he drove us down the road. He can get in, you can get out, you cross the border, nobody cares, yada, yada, yada. Well, now people seem to care. Sweden and Finland apparently are up for membership, and so the people in NATO apparently are going to let them in this week. And anyway, so Finland has more of an army than does any of the other Scandinavian countries. And that's because of their proximity to Finland. Yeah, right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they've been on the border of Russia there forever, and so they're used to keeping their, you know, their troops and everything ready to go. So it would be an asset, for sure, to NATO.
Makes sense. Does make sense. Okay, so I have something here I want to share with you. Maybe you can tell me I should have waited for Jennifer because of all the discussion that we have almost daily on crime and punishment and how do you deter the crime. And California's doing a horrible job of that. Everybody's gone off the deep end. Oh, let's not worry about them. They just stole $1,000 of stuff from Target. They're okay. Let them go. Well, the crime is increasing there by just bounds. Murders, just you name it. It's gone nuts there. And so I was thinking about this as I saw. We have a prison in Massachusetts called Walpole State Prison. Walpole State Prison, when I was a kid, the stories coming out of there were legion. You don't ever want to commit a crime that's bad enough to send you to Walpole. Walpole is the perfect example of in a movie about bad prisons, Walpole would star. It is just an incredible place. Things go on there that are so unspeakable. And anyway, so
bad
now
things
this,
happening to bad people.
Yeah, right. That's a good way of putting it. Well, bad thing. Even the guards. I mean, nobody. They don't even want to be in the same room with a lot of these prisoners that are there. They're that bad.
Has it ever been featured in a movie? Because it sounds like it would be a good movie.
There have been references to it in any number of movies that were shot in Massachusetts. With bad guys, yes. I think there was a Ben Affleck movie, as a matter of fact, I'm trying to think of the name of it, that focused in part on what was going on in Walpole. At any rate, they've decided to close it down for a number of reasons. Because it's hard to maintain it, and because they believe that sometimes the officers there are involved in cruel and unusual punishment for the men who are there. Plus, apparently, it's quite a clubby place. You know, all the things from a movie that you have, the people getting protected, that sort of thing. Who gets protected? Who doesn't get protected? So they're going to, over the next 60 to 90 days, figure out where they're going to put all these people. There's no other prison in Massachusetts that is anywhere near as secure. And everybody in the state says now, okay, so there's no other place that has the facilities. Who made this decision? And how are we going to be as citizens protected? Because most of the other prisons you can get out of pretty easily in Massachusetts. We have a state prison here in Framingham. It's the Woman's Reformatory. That ought to tell you something.
Didn't the guy just escape from a prison up in Massachusetts? And yeah, I think they just caught him, right? He was a mafia hitman or something.
Yeah.
And he's in his 60s. And I was thinking, how does this, like, older guy escape? And he was on the run for a while, and they just caught him again. So yeah. maybe he got out of that prison. It must be fairly easy if some dude in his 60s can do it.
Well, that's it. See, and how many prisoners are there in these jails that are over 60? That's another question. You know, you got to think. Usually, think about a prison probably is think about younger people. At least mm-hmm. I do. 47 after on the Monday DJV program.
Is your child America's next top young scientist? If you know a middle school student who loves STEM, it's time for them to show what they know and compete for a chance to win $25,000 plus an exclusive opportunity to work with a 3M scientist to help bring their idea to life. Enter this year's 3M Young Scientist Challenge, held in partnership with Discovery Education by April 26. Visit youngscientistlab.com/challenge to learn more.
Got a broken down boat with seats chewed up by rascally raccoons? Or a vintage pickup you keep promising to fix up? Give your unwanted vehicle the boot by donating it to Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation for Kids with Cancer. They'll pick up your vehicle at no charge and hassle-free. Every donation means more dollars for children facing this disease. Simply go to carsthatcure.org or dial 855-CAR-ALSF. That's carsthatcure.org or 855-227-2573.
How many of you have pets? My hand's raised. Now think about how lucky you are to have such a sweet little pet in your life, and that pet is lucky to have you too. But unfortunately, there are countless pets out there that don't have a home to call their own. However, Bob's from Skechers is trying to change that. So we developed Bob's for Dogs and Cats to help pets in need. With every purchase of adorable Bob's footwear or fun, stylish apparel, or even the cutest Bob's pet accessories, Skechers makes a donation to Petco Love to help save shelter pets. And with your help, we've already saved the lives of over 1 million pets and donated over $7 million. So while you're getting style and comfort with features like Skechers' famous memory foam cushioning, you're also helping to save an adorable pet in need and helping another lucky owner be connected with a future best friend and companion. Because happiness is having a loving pet by your side. Find Bob's at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, select Petco locations, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Okay, 53 after the hour. This is the DJV program, and it's Tech Talk time for Monday, the 11th of April. Victoria and Doug here to go through the things that are, well, either they're interesting or they're important or both. So let's see here what we do with TikTok and the, this is the, I don't know, China and its use of technology. And what we come out of this story with, I guess maybe that's what we need to focus on, right?
Well, this is a report that has just come out from the Justice Department, and this is involving the Beijing Winter Olympics that just happened, and basically it's not technically illegal, but it is against all of the social media rules. What this campaign was. So what happened was a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, if any of you ladies watched the show, Crystal Minkoff is involved in this. One of the Paralympic swimmers and the self-described brand king from Instagram and TikTok were paid by Chinese officials to do a discreet campaign to promote the Beijing Winter Olympics. This, like I said, is according to new Justice Department documents. The social media posts spanned across a variety of popular Instagram and TikTok accounts with a combined 5 million people reach. The Chinese consulate in New York paid $300,000 to a New Jersey-based firm called Vippy Media to recruit these influencers. The posts were not properly labeled as ads, which is what they're supposed to be labeled as by the rules of TikTok and Instagram. And Vippy Media had registered under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, which is a 1938 law that's meant to allow Americans to know when foreign entities are trying to influence public opinion or policies. So this media company did do that, but none of the ads alerted people to the fact that they were a paid ad. And so Vippy's media campaign was targeted at U.S. social media users. It reached roughly 4 million users with ads that were scattered in different ways on TikTok and Instagram in January, February, and March. They hired about a dozen influencers. The accounts named in the filing shared posts promoting the Olympics with the hashtags Beijing22, partner, and ad. Crystal Minkoff, who's a cast member, like I mentioned, from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, she was listed as one of the influencers hired by Vippy Media. She is born and raised in Los Angeles, but both her parents are from China. She and her husband, Rob Minkoff, who is the Hollywood director, he directed The Lion King, most famously back in 1994, they have a home in Beijing, and so she's very public. They go there twice a year, and so I could understand why they would want to use her as one of these influencers. Now, the weird thing about this is none of the ads that I've seen had anything controversial. It was really just like, you know, yay, go Olympics, and it really was just trying to drum up viewership, which we know was tragically low. The viewership, I think, was the lowest of any Olympics in the history of the Olympics being televised. So I guess maybe that was what they wanted to spend the money on, was to increase viewership. But they didn't follow any of the rules, which is not that surprising.
What a shock. Oh, my heavens. We're so mean to those poor Chinese people. That's terrible.
This is not about Chinese people. I'm clarifying. This is the Chinese government.
Chinese government.
This is the Chinese consulate who paid this money.
Yeah, let's hear it for the Chinese government. We'll be 56 past back with more scammers in a moment.
During these times of uncertainty, people are looking for ways to find purpose and get involved. However, many don't know how to begin. President and CEO of Points of Light, Natalie Paquin, can help you get started.
This month is Global Volunteer Month, and it's an opportunity to celebrate the power of people to tackle society's greatest challenges, to build stronger, more vibrant communities, and to take action that changes the world.
Points of Light partnered with Phillips 66 and the UPS Foundation to find people volunteer opportunities.
We're here to help you find ways to make the most impact. We have a number of resources available, including our Points of Light Global Network, which is a group of nonprofits around the world who are able to provide real-time information on pressing local community needs.
To learn more and find volunteer opportunities, visit pointsoflight.org/GVM.
All right, what's the scamming department look like here today?
Well, since the start of the war in Ukraine, Facebook says it's removed tens of thousands of accounts, pages, and groups around the world spreading misleading content about the conflict to build audiences and bring in cash. Russia's Ukraine invasion has created an enormous opportunity for bad actors because there's so much of the content that's being shared online and is video, it's hard to moderate. And so in this new report, security officials at Facebook say incidents in which profiteers used Facebook to lure visitors off the site by posting other content has just skyrocketed. So be really careful with what you click on when you're on Facebook.
All right. Okay, we're good with that info and advice. Thank you, Victoria. 59 after the hour.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.